In September of 2017, Hurricane Maria ripped through the Caribbean, destroying everything in its path. Hit hardest was the island of Puerto Rico, which suffered catastrophic damage and has had to deal with a major humanitarian crisis. The storm demolished the electrical grid, leaving most of the island's population without power for more than 8 months, and the suffering continues. This offseason, the Giants traveled to Puerto Rico, teaming up with AmeriCares to aid in the relief effort.
The men here from the Giants and the organization have come a long ways because we know the pain you guys are feeling, and it breaks my heart, honestly. And so we're here to help you guys. We're here to serve, but we represent a large body of people that care about you and praying for you. We're going to do everything we can to help you, because when we see people in struggle, it's not something that we take lightly. It's something that we're passionate about. And from us to you guys, thank you for what you're doing, and we're here to support you.
AmeriCares is a global health and disaster response organization that's been working in Puerto Rico since before Hurricane Maria and very much after Hurricane Maria. The New York Giants and the New York Giants Foundation is an incredible partner of AmeriCares. We've been working together for over 20 years. And so one of the things we wanted to showcase was our ability to provide access to medicine that are helping treat patients with chronic disease, with respiratory infections, and also diabetic patients who really need access to medicine. There's so many things that are needed after a disaster, whether it's services or whether it's simple things like painting that's going to really help the delivery of healthcare down the road.
You know what? I've just got a big wall here, so I just got to keep moving, making sure I cover everything.
Your legs, this foot.
But you have a style.
Huh? Yeah, I got some style.
He paid me
style.
No joke.
People out here are just super resilient, and they have a great attitude and just continue to just persevere and push through it.
Dealing with a hurricane disaster and the aftermath, you know, we're talking 8 months later, and people still without, you know, electricity. I really didn't know what to expect with the devastation, but getting here and seeing, you know, who AmeriCare was, to see exactly what all they do, you know, actually on the ground here in Puerto Rico, and they're helping provide those resources to those people who are going out to remote villages. You know, these people, they need medicine, but they can't even get to these clinics, and AmeriCare helps, you know, those people get the basic needs that we take for granted every single day. Those kids were so excited to see us, and it always feels good for me to go put a smile on kids' face. And if we can take everything they're going through out their mind even for a second, you know, that was great. But, you know, competed with them, you know, let them play some drills, you know, talk some drills and stuff like that, and it was fun.
Oh, my God, we were having a blast out there. Those kids got us so excited. See happy faces when we know what they've been through here. It's really got me emotional. I'm very excited for them, their community. I hope that they can build strength.
Go, 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 go!
I really thought that the tug of war was an example of how working together these communities can be so powerful. So it was just fun to have fun with the kids. Those great kids, man. Just great energy. It was awesome.
The experience being here in Puerto Rico, it's been amazing. We tried to teach them a little something. We had the kids out here just to teach them some cool things, some backpedaling, how to catch the ball. We got a little 7-on-7 deal going on. My team, my squad won. We only got the one touchdown. So it's a blessing just to be here.
On behalf of AmeriCares and the New York Giants, we can only be here for a short little bit. We can only be here for a couple hours, but we're going to provide you with $10,000 of equipment.
Whoa!
Whoa! You see the smiles, the cries, the tears, the humbleness. It was amazing.
You know, it's an amazing experience to be able to come over here, interact with the kids, interact with the community, be able to come and invest our time and show people that there are others out there that care about them. To be able to see those smiles on their faces gives me so much joy on the inside.
This is something that, you know, we help a lot of our kids to be in a school, take the right step. We really appreciate it. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And I want to make an announcement right here. And I know everybody's going to back me up. We're not a Broncos no more. With the Giants.
Giants on trash. Uno, dos, tres.